This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. and Russia have agreed to hold a summit between Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. The announcement came following talks Wednesday in Moscow between Russian officials, including Mr. Putin, and White House National Security Advisor John Bolton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke of the importance of bilateral ties in remarks to U.S. lawmakers in Washington.
The president is looking forward to an opportunity to find those handful of places where we can have productive conversations that lead to improvements for each of our two countries. I think we're eyes wide open that field space is pretty small. They don't share our values in the same way that the European countries do. But I think the president is hopeful that we can reduce the temperature, reduce the risk for America, and find a handful of places where we can perhaps get a good outcome in Ukraine.
The summit expected to take place in a mutual agreeable third country. An announcement could come Thursday. Aside from Ukraine, the agenda will likely involve Syria. Atlantic Council security analyst Robert Manning also believes a meeting is important regarding arms control.
I think we have real problems in terms of the unraveling of our strategic framework with Russia that we've had since the Cold War, and that's something that needs to be seriously examined and fixed.
Mr. Putin said U.S.-Russia relations are not in the best shape, but added the Bolton meeting offers hope the first steps can be taken to restore full-scale ties. The sentencing of a protest leader in Morocco's Rif region to 20 years in prison sparked outrage Wednesday. Hundreds protested against the conviction of Nasser Zefzafi by a Casablanca court on charges of undermining public order and threatening national unity. This is VOA News. In the U.S., 82-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony